Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Martinez. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The third baseman, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt throws to second for 1. And Foley throws to first, and Jorgensen drops the ball. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Boswell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fairley. Marshall reaches second base with a double. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hunt fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner throws the ball in to Garrett, who relays the ball to Boswell, who tags Fairley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Humphrey fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferry hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Day moves to second. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphrey is walked intentionally. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoneman covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Jim McAndrew. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Day bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Jim Ferry. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to third. Woods moves to second. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fairley scores. Woods moves to third. Foley moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Expos. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Bob Bailey pinch runs for Bobby Wine. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Day takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Bailey now playing third base. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Milner reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Milner scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fairley. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Cranepool moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cranepool tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Expos. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. Cleon Jones pinch runs for Willie Mays. Mike Marshall now pitching. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Rauch now pitching. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Humphrey takes first base on ball 4. Carl Morton pinch runs for Terry Humphrey. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore bunts towards the mound. Rauch fields it and throws to first for the out. Morton moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt is walked intentionally. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Morton moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Morton scores. Hunt moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.